Tensions between China and Taiwan are raising speculation that the US may be preparing to intervene. Frankie Orgello reports.
Reports this week say the Australian government and the country's military are working intensely with the US to ramp up their preparations for what could be a catastrophic war against China for control over Taiwan. China's had a recent surge in naval production, and it's estimated now that their navy is bigger than that of the US. And last week, China upset Taiwan when their jets penetrated its airspace. Senior analyst at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Dr. Malcolm Davis, told me he believes that the current situation presents serious danger of conflict.
China basically seeks to, let's say, annex Taiwan, although China claims Taiwan is as part of its territory. Historically, the People's Republic of China has never controlled Taiwan. The Taiwanese people don't see themselves as part of China. So the problem there is that in terms of so-called reunification, China expects that to occur on its conditions, which the Taiwanese people will never accept. So that means that it's highly likely that at some point in the future, we will see China move towards the use of military force to retake Taiwan. And the key question is timelines here, how long that takes. There are policy experts and military officials both here in Australia and also in the US that are thinking in terms of a 5 to 6 year time frame.
And of course we have the Hong Kong situation as evidence that that could happen. However, for the last 20 years, every time a Chinese leader has proposed a 5 year plan, it's always been peaceful development of cross-strait relations. Even with this 5 year plan, do you think that would still equate to armed conflict?
I think that ultimately it's down to Xi Jinping in Beijing. He's determined to take Taiwan within his period in power, but he certainly doesn't want to wait around. The 5 to 6 year period that everyone is focusing on is quite a reasonable one, although the Chinese will talk about peaceful resolution of the cross-straits issue. If anything, their action, the use of military force to coerce and threaten Taiwan that have been very clear for everyone to see, suggests that in actual fact they're preparing for a military conflict that could happen sooner rather than later.
Former Defence Minister Christopher Pyne, he also expressed last week that Taiwan loomed as the most likely next flashpoint and Australia would get dragged into it.
Yes, I think that it would depend on how the US responded. So let's say the scenario where China initiates the use of force to essentially invade and annex Taiwan against the wishes of the Taiwanese people. If the US did not respond to that action, their strategic credibility would be essentially destroyed. They would lose all credibility in the eyes of key partners and allies in the Indo-Pacific region, including, for example, Japan and Australia and others. So my guess is that a future US administration would respond by intervening in support of Taiwan. If the US is fighting against China militarily, it would be inconceivable for Australia to turn away and not support the US directly through deployment of military forces. So I think under that scenario, yes, we would be involved militarily. We would be supporting the US directly in terms of combat operations and indirectly in terms of offering the US access to Australian facilities for hosting forces.
Dr. Malcolm Davis, senior analyst at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. Dr. Jindong Wan is from the Australia-China Relations Institute. He believes that the armed conflict would be the last resort.
I'm not sure, even with the significant growth of the military capabilities, taking Taiwan by force still present significant challenges to China, and there's no guarantee that China would succeed. At the end of the day, you still need to get your troops over to Taiwan to occupy the island. You still need the land power, the army, to get on amphibious ships and then get over to Taiwan. So that would be very difficult, actually. There could be many other means of coercing Taiwan to submit. So these would include maritime blockade or stopping Taiwanese businesses in operating in mainland, and then major economic disruption, just causing significant dislocations and economic downturn in Taiwan.
Dr. Jindong Yuan, Adjunct Associate Professor at the Australia-Chinese Relations Institute at the University of Technology, Sydney. He was speaking to The Wire's Frankie Augello.